First, I'd like to start with a little explanation on how we got to a place where we have money that can be inflated by the government. The other day, we were talking about how the dollar became, why the dollar is accepted as money, and we all agreed that it's because we all agree that it is money. But then the next logical question is, why is it money? And the reason is because yesterday it was money, so we expect tomorrow it'll still be money. But you have to keep going back. And the day before that it was money, the day before that it was money. And eventually you get to the point when the money was backed by gold. And so you could exchange your money for gold. You could go to the bank and get your gold. So then the question is, why is gold money? And gold is money, or became money, because it had non-monetary uses. People could use gold for jewelry, for their teeth, whatnot. And so it also has some nice characteristics that you can split it up easily, and it's uniform in quality, and so that's how we kind of got to the point where we now have a fiat currency, which means that it's not backed by anything. If you have a dollar and you want to exchange it for something of value, all you can really exchange it for is another dollar, unfortunately. Okay. So now, what exactly is inflation? It's pretty simple. Inflation is when the government inflates the money supply. They print up more dollars and just enter them into circulation, and that's inflation. And what that does is it diminishes the value of all of the dollars that are already in use. Now, we should also talk about what inflation isn't, because this is often confused in the media. The journalists will say that oil prices are going up, and so there's now new inflation concerns. Right, Alex?
I've said that many times, probably.
Right. Now, but just because prices are going up it's not the same thing as inflation. Inflation is due to an increase in the monetary in the money supply, which then, and the result is prices go up. But in the case of oil, say Iran says they're going to cut the oil, their oil output, that's a real supply shock, and the market responds by hoarding oil because they're worried that's going to become more scarce, and that drives up the price. So it's just important to keep in mind the difference between what causes the prices to go up, which could be an increase in the money supply, or it could be some real change in supply or demand. Now, why is inflation a problem? Well, I already explained that the most obvious problem is that it diminishes the value of your money. If you have money in your pocket and the government prints out more money, the value of your money just went down. That's the immediate cause. Shortly thereafter, if you realize that there's inflation, you're going to ask, when you loan your money, you're going to ask for a higher interest rate to compensate. Now, the government is also going to tax you on that interest that you earned on your money. So you kind of get screwed twice there. Now, it's not just money that you hold and the money that you lose that's a problem. There's also a bigger kind of economic problem caused by inflation. Say you own a business and you notice that your sales are increasing, and you think it's because there's an increased demand for your product. You think you've got something great, right? But it may just be that there's been an increase in the money supply. And so you may invest more in producing your product, even though there isn't really an increased demand. And so that malinvestment caused by inflation is kind of the basis for the Austrian theory of the business cycle, which you could probably read in maybe some of the books that they had out there today. Okay, so how does inflation work? The government basically prints up some money at the Treasury, ships it over to the Federal Reserve, which is the central bank in the United States. The Federal Reserve buys some government bonds with the money, and the seller gets the money, the new money, which has just been created, and puts it in the bank. So that right there, when the Federal Reserve buys the bonds, the money supply has been inflated. Now, we also have a system of fractional reserve banking, which means that not all the money in the bank is really there. So say I sell I just sold a bond to the government for $1,000. I put it in the bank. The bank then goes and lends out some multiple of that $1,000. Say there's a reserve requirement of 25%. They can lend out $4,000. So they've just inflated the money supply threefold more. Okay, there is a solution to the gold standard. One of the solutions is a return to the gold standard, which is basically turning back the clocks. The gold, like I said, currency used to be redeemable in gold, and a return to that system would provide stability. Furthermore, if we could eliminate the fractional reserve system, that would provide for a completely stable currency, which could not be inflated by the government. Okay, you guys don't look like you believe me. That's practical at all. So since this is a seminar on entrepreneurship, there are some free market ways that we can also return to a stable currency. In 1998, there was a new currency issued in the United States called the Liberty Dollar. It was issued by a private organization, a nonprofit organization, and it's basically a currency which is backed by silver, which means if you use this currency, you can redeem it for silver. It has some nice characteristics that make it easier to adopt. Each Liberty Dollar is denominated in Federal Reserve notes in U.S. dollars, so 10 Liberty Dollars is equivalent to 10 Federal Reserve notes, $10 in U.S. dollars. There are some more details about that, but I don't have time to go into it. Another possible solution, now that we live in a world where you can buy pretty much anything with a credit card or a debit card, you could use like e-gold, which is gold that you can buy online. It gets stored in a vault somewhere, and you have an account that shows how much gold you have. If you tie some kind of debit card to your e-gold account, you could basically keep your books in gold and make your transactions in gold, and there ought to be automatic conversion between U.S. dollars and gold during the purchase, at the time of the purchase. Okay, that was the whirlwind introduction to inflation. And now Andrea is going to talk about deflation.